The Fire Fairies, written and read by Louise. Far away, on the other side of the world, it is very cold at Christmas time. People have fires to keep themselves warm, and sometimes they have snow. In one small town, right at the foot of the mountains, two children lived with their parents. Their names were Joanna and Carl. This Christmas, they must have wished they lived in a warm country like ours, because the snow had fallen deeply all around their house, and they were very cold. They sat as close to their small fire as they could, but there was little firewood left, and they'd had to burn just one piece at a time. Their mother was busy mending clothes, but their father just sat staring into the embers. He was a furniture maker and could make beautiful things out of wood. But the townsfolk had been too poor this year to buy furniture, and so he had had no work for a long time. It didn't seem like Christmas Day. There were no toys or presents or Christmas dinner, and nothing to do but try to keep warm. And so this miserable family sat in silence as the day wore on and the fire burned low. As darkness began to fall, the fire seemed to glimmer brighter. As the children watched with surprise, the flames leapt higher, as if a log had been thrown on. "Look at that!" Joanne exclaimed, and leaned closer to warm her hands. Just then a spark fell out onto the hearth, and just as Father bent down to pick it up with the tongs, it jumped up and flew up to the ceiling. It was followed by a dozen other sparks. The family watched in amazement as the sparks flew round and round the room and landed on the table in the corner. Before they could blink their eyes, the table was spread with a Christmas feast. There was roast turkey and vegetables, a large plum pudding, and a jug of cream. "We must be dreaming," Mother said, and she went to have a closer look. "Well, if we are, we must all be having the same dream," Father said. "I'm very hungry," Carl said longingly. "It looks as if it's all meant for us," Mother said, "so let's get started." They ate and ate, while the fire fairies stood on the table like candles showing their glowing lights for the family to eat by. Soon there wasn't a thing left. Then the fairies flew to a dark corner of the room. "A Christmas tree!" Joanne shouted. "I didn't see that before." "With presents underneath," Carl said disbelievingly. The fairies sat on the branches and lit the tree with shining lights of all colours. Mother picked up one of the presents. "It has my name on it," she said in surprise. She tore the coloured paper off excitedly. Inside was a beautiful pink sewing box with needles, cottons, pins, and all sorts of sewing things. There was a present for each of them: a bottle of wine for Father, a doll with long, shining hair for Joanna, and a model sailing ship for Carl. "It must be a dream," Carl said. "This is the best present I have ever had." Then the fairies began to sing carols in soft, tinkling voices. The family sat around the fire and joined in, making a very different scene from that of a few hours ago. It grew late, and just as everyone began to fall asleep, the fairies jumped back into the fire, making it flare up suddenly and then die to glowing embers. The next morning, they were woken suddenly by a loud knocking on the door. Father jumped up startled and hurried to the door to open it. There stood a man, dressed in a well-cut black suit. "Good morning," he said in a deep voice. "My name is Mason. I am told you are a good furniture maker, That's right, the children's father stammered. Well, I'm moving into this district to establish a timber felling business, and I'm having a house built. I will need new furniture for it by the time it is finished. Would you like to make it?
Oh, yes, yes, father said, taken aback. I could start right away.
Come down to the hotel in the town where I'm staying, then, and I'll give you the details of what I want, the man said. And he stepped into his car and drove away.
This is wonderful, said Mother. Are you sure we're not still dreaming? The Christmas tree is gone, and so have all the signs of the meal. Our presents are still here, though, Joanna replied, so it must be true.
Maybe the wealthy man brought them, Father wondered aloud. The strange thing was, though, the fire burned warmly for the rest of the winter and never seemed to need any more fuel. And when Father had finished the furniture for the new house, he made more from the local timber felled by Mr. Mason's company to be sent away and sold all over the country. He had enough work to keep him busy for many a year, and he earned enough money for them all to buy warm clothes and food aplenty.